With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump acknowledges that his trade policies could inflict some temporary economic pain. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
On several occasions this past week, the president defended his embrace of tariffs while admitting there could be some negative repercussions.
There'll be a little disturbance, but we're okay with that.
There'll always be a little short-term interruption. I don't think it's going to be big. There could be some disturbance, a little bit of disturbance.
Neither he nor his press secretary would predict how much economic pain there could be or for how long. But even as the stock market sank, the president predicted long-term economic success. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A war monitoring group says the death toll has risen to more than 1,000 after 2 days of clashes between Syrian security forces and loyalists of ousted President Bashar Assad.
Ever since the toppling of the Assad regime late last year, Syria's new Islamist-led authorities have sought to portray themselves as a stabilizing force capable of healing the wounds caused by more than a decade of bitter civil war. Events in the provinces of Latakia and Tartus in recent days are a far cry from that vision. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the security forces have summarily executed large numbers of civilians and looted homes. The violence appears to have been triggered by an attack on government soldiers by gunmen loyal to the old regime.
BBC correspondent Robert Walker. A new law in South Dakota prohibiting the use of eminent domain to acquire land for carbon capture pipelines, challenging the viability of a proposed project snaking through five Midwest states. Summit Carbon Solutions has vowed to pursue the pipeline project despite Governor Larry Roden signing the bill. This is SRN News. Iowa has become the first state to remove so-called gender identity protections from its civil rights code. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a bill into law just a day after the Republican-controlled legislature approved the measure. The new legislation removes gender identity as a protected class from Iowa's civil rights code. It also explicitly defines female and male as well as gender. President Trump signed an executive order on his first day in office to formalize a definition of the two sexes at the federal level, leading several Republican-led legislatures to push for similar laws. Legal analysts think the Supreme Court is likely to side with an Ohio woman who claims she suffered sex discrimination in her employment because she is not gay. The outcome of the case could remove an additional requirement that some courts apply when members of a majority group, including those who are white and heterosexual, sue for discrimination under federal statutes. This is SRN News. A couple of important decisions by the parent company of 7-Eleven.
Japan's 7 and I Holdings named board chairman Stephen Dacus as its new president and CEO this past week. He becomes the company's first non-Japanese CEO. In a separate move, 7 and I says it plans to sell some non-convenience store assets to Bain Capital for $5.4 billion. It also plans an initial public offering of its North American 7-Eleven business. The restructuring follows 7 and I's rejection of a takeover bid by the company that owns Circle K and other convenience stores. There are an estimated 86,000 7-Eleven stores worldwide. George Williams reporting.
Today is Sunday, March the 9th. It is the 68th day of 2025. Daylight saving time is in effect for most of the country. The moon is waxing. If it's still dark where you are, morning stars, you can look for Jupiter and Mars. This is SRN News.